Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Welcome each and one of you to what I like to call a little show by the name of Kale's Corner. What is Kale's Corner, you might add? It's the show where we love your idiocy, we love your suspicions, your intuitions, we love everything involving sports. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's about that time, y'all. It's about that time. We got two sports headed into the postseason. That's the NBA and the NHL. Two sports headed into the postseason. The NBA and the NHL. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about it because, I don't know what to expect. I really don't see any team catching my eye and having their way with other teams. It for the first time to me in both the NBA and the NHL, seems like things are even keel. It seems like even keel, excuse me, for my English professors in the house, even killed for the first time to me. It seems like the playing field is fair in both the NBA and the NHL as well. So I'm telling you, man, we're in line for a treat here, okay? We're going to see a playoff like no other playoff that we have seen before. And don't get too full on that, y'all, because we got to talk about this NFL and the 2021 schedule that has been released. And if you're like me, you know, if you're like me, you're a fan that has gone down the list. What's up, Debo? You're a fan that has gone down your team's opponent list, and you're saying, we can win this one, we can win that one, we can beat this one. I'm here to tell y'all, man, you know, I haven't seen a team on my list that I'm worried about at all. You know what I mean? Call me what you want. I'm a homer. I'm a love, a Washington football team lover, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I take all of that. But including them Seattle Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? We got it in for y'all. We ready to roll, baby. But, hey, I'm going to take a quick break. You know, I want y'all to get ready for this show because This is going to be a special show here. See, Miss Treese gave me to go ahead and go without her. So, yeah, we're going to act a fool for a little while before she come up in here. Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about. Here we go. again, I look at the NHL, you know, and I see the different situation that each team is facing, be it injuries to key players or COVID questions and things of this nature. And it's like, damn, this thing even killed, man. And I know I keep saying that. I know I keep saying that, but I mean, if you think about it seriously, you know, and like Lou said, back in the 80s, we had situations like this, but.
Or more recently, like 1999 with the NBA, you know, when they started late. So you have to look at it that way too.
Okay. I'll take that. But I mean, for me, y'all don't understand. I mean, get your popcorn and get ready to watch some great sports. You know what I mean? Some great sports, and we're going to have the opportunity or the chance to watch teams and learn the ways of teams that we normally don't get to watch because. East Coast, no matter. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I try my best to stay up and watch the East Coast game. I really do. But sometimes, man, sometimes that little man knocking on my shoulder wins, you know. And I might watch the first quarter. I might even watch the halftime. But making it through the whole game, hey, you're asking a little bit much. From your boy.
Okay.
But during playoff time, everybody plays primarily in the prime time slot.
Yeah.
So and in the beginning of the playoffs, because it's so many teams, you're gonna have to sacrifice and stay up a little later than you wish or want to. But
you all know the meaning of the word sleep.
Yeah, exactly. But as the playoffs go on, as it goes on, you'll find yourself being able to see, like I say, the teams that you normally don't have an opportunity to watch. And I'm telling you, that's when the sport becomes the beautiful, magnificent event that we want to see. Go ahead, Trees. I done ran my mouth long enough.
No, I mean, that was good. I, what can I say?
I could agree even more.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was right on point. I couldn't
so,
say no better.
I know for me, anybody that my Capitals go up against, I want to see. For you, Lou, who is it that you're most interested in watching this playoff? NHL, not NBA yet.
Right. I know. But, of course, all the matchups have not been completed yet because the Canadian teams still have to finish out their regular season. So it's a little,
right.
A little bit you know, it's a little bit, off base right now. Even though I'm not an Islanders fan, I'm anxious to see what they're doing since they are the, well, as close to the local team as I can get. So I'm anxious to see what they're going to do. You know what always gets me? That every time that a team looks like, you know, how they've been so dominant in the regular season, but they just managed to, if you'll pardon this, choke in the first round of the playoffs, or maybe even get to the second round if they're lucky, but they seem to have the most problems.
Right.
I mean, you're so dominant in the regular season, and then you just lose it.
Right. You know? Lou, did you just give me the choking sound effect, Lou?
You sure? Okay.
Okay, yeah, you did. Go ahead. But you know what, Lou? It's funny that you would say the Islanders, because
that fight
between the Islanders and my cap really got me interested in
it was the Rangers and Caps.
Well, I'm sorry, Rangers. Oh, forgive me. But that fight between the Rangers and the Cap had me interested in what effect is that fight going to have on these guys moving forward.
Yeah. And I also pay close attention maybe to the Bruins and the Caps.
Mm-hmm. Bruins and the Caps, that's like peanut butter and jelly. They old news. They're all at each other.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, it's the Bruins and the Caps, or the Penguins and the Caps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here thinking and mulling over this whole situation, the Caps kind of the enemy number one in the East, you know? Everybody hates the Caps. When you think about it, that's petty. Leave my Caps alone, man. Try loving somebody. 563-999-3782. When we come back, NBA time. Y'all stick around. I'm the lyrical gangster. I love that song.
They
love you like that. To piggyback on the last conversation that we were all just having, I see similar matchups in the NBA. Now, what I'm going to say, I really hope that the NBA refs take a page out of the NHL referees book and let these guys play. Let them play, man. Let them play. I was watching that game the other night with Washington and Atlanta.
Mm.
And it was so disheartening to me watching this game and how the referees and the disparity of foul calls and now, don't get me wrong. The Wizards lost that game because of Scott Brooks last night. That game was totally, not just that one, but the game last week against Atlanta because of Scott Brooks. I mean, earlier Monday, excuse me, because of Scott Brooks. His player personnel decision making, his timeout calls. I mean, throw the whole thing in the trash, man. Throw the whole thing in the trash. And you know, Kutcher made a great point. The Wizards play by play analysis guy,
Justin Kushner.
He said, "Huh."
Yeah, Justin Kushner, yeah.
Justin, yeah, he and I don't give them a whole lot of credit, you know,
right.
Because they to me, they just are sorry. But anyway, I happen to actually agree with him on this point. He was speaking of after a timeout and the play that the Wizards ran, and Westbrook was taking the ball, bringing the ball inbound, and he threw it to Gafford, and from out of bounds, Westbrook made the assist, Gafford made the dunk, and it was like, Kutcher was like, that was a natural basketball play. That was a great play. And the question he raised was, I wonder if Scott Brooks called that. No one should be wondering if Scott Brooks, as a coach, no one should be wondering if you, as the coach, called that play. No one, because as the head coach, And I know guys, and yes, you're going to hear another one of Kale's Little League coach stories. But I used to call plays depending on my opponent. I called plays by think that they weren't paying attention to and what
right.
I think they weren't ready for. And no one could ever stand on the sideline and say, I wonder if Coach Mack thought that out. I wonder
right.
if that's the play that Coach Mack said, yeah, this we going to, you know, we going to try on these guys. Or that's what we're going to try. It was never a question.
Right.
But when you have, as a head coach, you have people questioning whether or not you called a play. And I might add, it was a play that worked to perfection. It was a play
mm-hmm.
that worked with excellence. You hear me? It
mm-hmm.
was a great, play, man. I'm telling you, it was a great play for Westbrook to being out of bounds, bringing the ball in, taking the ball out. And actually finding Gafford for that two-hand slam, alley-oop, assist,
mm-hmm.
two-hand slam, that was a great damn play, man. That was a great play. But I fear that it wasn't from our head coach, guys.
Right.
Our head coach didn't send that in. The players have taken over, taken control, and said we're going to put ourselves in a position to win. And you see Westbrook walking up and down the court, talking to guys, constantly
right.
communicating. I can't recall, and now I'm serious, guys. Even when we had Gilbert Arenas and Antoine Jameson and all these guys, I can't recall watching and seeing a Washington Bullets or Wizards team communicate like Westbrook has these guys communicate. And do you know how we know it's not Scott Brooks? Because Scott Brooks was here before Westbrook. And,
right.
and Westbrook is the one that has brought this out of these guys. has made these guys see this is how we're going to win. This is what we need to do to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, and trust me, y'all, Treece texts me all the time and throw her a little coffee. He gonna be gone, Gail. Don't worry about it, Gail. He gonna be dealt with. And I'm just going, I'm over here, you know, I'm throwing everything at my TV. The computer, the laptop, the remote, the papers, my cup of ice water, because I just want this man gone. I just want this man. I'm a dangerous man in here, Treece, with the Lysol can during this basketball game. You hear me?
And yeah,
because I just want this man gone. I'm thankful in a way that he's standing by and allowing his floor general to be the floor general.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. If that makes sense. But I also know that sometimes it because you're in the game, on the court, there are things that you don't see. We need that colonel. We need that colonel to be on the sideline and seeing what that floor general is not seeing. And the Wizards don't have a colonel. We have a floor general, a captain, someone who's taking control, showing what should be done, how we should distribute the ball, how they should play defense, how they should set up on offensive set. They're showing all of this. All of this. But we don't have that general. That colonel. We don't have that colonel whose job it is to direct and guide those generals. We don't have that colonel. And I saw the effort that this Wizards team put in. I saw the effort that they put in playing against Atlanta on both losing efforts. I saw all that they put in. But I also saw a coach who did not substitute at the right time. You're leaving Ish Smith in the game too long. Why isn't Cassius Winston being utilized?
Right.
You know, I had to go and watch film on Cassius Winston in school. You know?
Yeah, Mom.
Exactly. Exactly. And I came away feeling like, why in the hell isn't he playing this young man?
Right.
And I can understand.
I told you why they're not going to play him. I mean, you already know why they ain't going to play him. They don't want to pay him. Because he is going to bowl out. He's going to bowl out control.
Something I thought about. Do you think that they're not playing him because of Westbrook? Do you think that they're not playing him because it's the season of Westbrook?
Well, I don't think he's going to outshine Westbrook, but they said he's not playing him because they don't want
to play. I don't think he'll outshine Westbrook, but I think he'll come with a level of energy and get it done-ness that it'll raise questions.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? There'll be concerns where there were not. Think about that for a minute, you guys. 563-999-3782. Give me a reason why you think. Give me a reason why you think Scott Brooks isn't playing Cash Winston, the young point guard, the young dynamite point guard. We'll be right back. Oh, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Really, though, I mean, because this was something that I thought about, man. Is he not playing this young man for fear of Westbrook? I don't want to say. What word am I looking for, Tree? For fear of Westbrook's reaction. For fear of the fans' reaction.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. You know, most athletes have how can I put this? A soft interior. You know what I mean? They hard as hell and rough, rough and tough, but you know, they real soft inside. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. You know,
I was gonna say selfish tissue.
Yeah, you know. Is it that this young man poses a threat? You know? What say you, Tree?
Well, you already know. I don't think he don't. You don't nobody scared Russell Westbrook. To me, I mean, he just feel like he just to me, he seems like he's comfortable in his own skin. So, like I said, I think it's because they don't want to pay him.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook will dance around. I mean, you know. He's older, but he's more efficient right now because he's been in the league a little longer. So I'm going to go with they don't want pain.
I'm going to say his efficiency it boils down to the fact that he's been given an opportunity. Cassius Winston haven't even been given the opportunity, really.
It go like where you at. Like, what team you on, all that stuff play a role, because had he went to somewhere like Boston or, you know, somewhere like that, no, Detroit. If he went to Detroit, he'd be playing. He'd be playing
right now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But see, it all depends on where he landed. See, he just landed in a good spot, but in the wrong spot, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Lou, I know you're not too close to the situation, but you can relate to what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have a veteran on his way out, and everybody is saying nothing but good things about this veteran. And then you have a young player who is hungry, who is hungry. And again, watching the film, the game film, and I know college opponents are no comparison to the grown men in the NBA. I know that. But, man, Winston has the skill set or the game within him that it'll translate no matter who the hell he's playing against.
Oh,
grown men, little boys, whomever, he's going to be able to do whatever it is he wants to do. That's just my that's my opinion about the whole situation. That's my opinion with the whole situation. So
yes,
you know, and the only question I have is you know, is this boy being held back because Westbrook is having such a great season?
Yes.
You know.
He is.
But you finding time for Ish Smith.
Ish Smith was already here.
But you're finding time for Ish Smith. Come
I
on,
feel
man.
You, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I feel you, bro.
We were on the phone the other night. Ish Smith three times down the court, dribble, circle, shoot, miss.
Yeah.
The other team get the rebound.
And
that other team, think about it this way. We have the offensive possession, take the ball down court, we waste the possession, the other team gets the rebound, bring the ball fast, break the ball to their side of the court, because we all know a missed shot leads to a fast break. Fast break to the other end of the court and make their shot three times. That's 6 points. That's 6 points. And don't even get me started on how many times the other, because Atlanta, it looked like their whole team had Curry fever the other night. Every last one of them was trying to shoot nothing but three balls.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way you look at it, these are points that the Wizards are not making and giving up at the same time. At the same time.
Yeah.
And it will affect your team in ways that you're not even expecting it to.
Mm-hmm.
How DMV Kev, how can that affect my team? Well, guess what? Your team is running up and down the court trying to present some sort of resistance to the other team's offense. All in a failure. So now mentally, these guys are looking at it like, man, I'm not going to keep putting this type of effort out only for it to be a failure.
Right.
I'm not going to keep running up and down this court giving 100% only in the effort of a failure.
Right.
Why? Because this guy is playing point guard and he's shooting up shots and missing every single freaking time.
Yes.
And players may not say anything to the media or to the fans, but trust, there's a whole nother conversation that goes on in that locker room.
Yes.
That we aren't privy to. Okay.
Right.
And trust me, some feelings are hurt. Some feelings are hurt. But, hey, it needs to be. It needs to be that way. Because if I was Ish Smith teammate, oh, he would hate me. He would surely hate me because I'm or I'm going to motivate his hind part to spend a little bit more time in the gym on some of them shots instead of boogieing, playing around. 563-999-3782 is the number. Mike say don't blame it on the boogie. Mike say
yes.
He just can't control his feet.
And
Smith just can't control himself. You know what I mean? Come on, dude. Get yourself together, man. You know what your why is, man. You know, know what your why is, man. You know, and your why is facilitator. Your why is don't do too much. You know, that's your position out here. And this team has ample enough scoring. There's why was I about to say Martin Gortat again? Why is Gortat on my mind when it comes to this?
He's talking about
him. Yeah, he must be. He's talking about that guy that he was in Five Guys with and took the picture with. That was me. Bertrand, scorer. Bradley Beal, scorer. Westbrook, scorer. Nato, scorer. Archer Moore, scorer. You have a team full of scorers around you. Hafford, scorer. You know, you have guys around you that's their job. You don't have to worry about doing that. You don't have to worry about bringing that aspect to the game at all, at all. Right. Quarterbacks throw the ball, receivers, tight ends, and running backs catch the ball. This is how it goes, and I can't put it any simpler, more simple terms than that. That's just how it goes.
Right.
That's just how it goes. So, you know, Smith, please, man. And I know you guys laugh like hell when he comes in and he's doing it and you see it. And the first thing you say is, I know DMVK are losing his mind. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Losing my mind every time. Every single time, because I cannot believe that you guys got to start thinking about it like this. Every time he does that, we're wasting that offensive possession. Wasting it.
Yep.
And then at the end of the game, we lose by 1 point, 2 points. You can't help but to think if we hadn't wasted that defense, that offensive possession. if we were able to really do something with that, you know, we wouldn't be in this situation. This wouldn't be the outcome of it all. But, and let me say this. I hope that Cassius Winston is not seeing the floor because of Westbrook. I really hope that's not the case. I really hope that's not the case because I see enough plays on that court where they both can get out there and do their thing and not be in each other's way. I think Cassius Winston is a disciplined enough point guard where he'll know, okay, I need to defer to Russ on this. I need to defer, and you always see him in Bradley Beal's ear. You always see him talking to Bradley Beal and getting how Bradley feels or what Bradley sees from play to play. Mm-hmm. You always see him there with that. So, you know, I don't think that Ish Smith is a better answer or option over Cassius Winston. I just don't. I just don't. And let me say this. As good as Westbrook is playing, the end ain't that far from now with him. So you're going to want to start getting that young guy acclimated. You're going to want to start to giving that young guy his opportunity. You know, and listen. So you say it's a pay situation. Well, think about it this way. You don't even have to discuss contracts with him for what? The next 2 years? Mm-hmm. Including this one? So why not get what you can before you have to pay? Right? Am I wrong?
Right. No, that's what I was saying the whole time. Get all you can get until you have to pay. But see, this is the thing. If they play him now and he balled out of control and then his 2 years pass and he's still balling out of control, then guess what? They're going to have to pull up out of them pockets and pay that man.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
That's what's going to happen.
It's the Wizards, y'all. It's the Wizards, man.
Don't get sad. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, but.
And that's why I don't make the playoffs is because of Scott Brooks. Because he ain't playing the right people at the right time. And he not clock management. He not nothing. He not even getting a text. So I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And that in itself is discouraging. That in itself is discouraging. I see players, key players, stars for our team, standing up, jumping up, going off, irate.
Yep.
And my head coach is just sitting there with his face mask on and his arms folded. What are you doing, dude? You have to see what is going on. You have to. We see it. We all see it at home. You have to see it. You have to see ways that you can put your team in the advantage.
Yep.
You have to see this. I don't know. It's just. it's wild to me. And the other day on 980 DC Sports Talk, Teresa called me and told me to listen to him, but I couldn't listen to him. But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? The same things that I've been saying, they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm talking about every caller that called in, Kale, was going in. They was like, don't bring him back. Like, sum it all up. We don't want him here. We're going to boycott if you do. We don't want him. Period, point blank. Don't bring him back. Look for anybody except for him.
I mean,
that's what they were saying.
I mean, come on. He's been given his time.
But that's why, Kel, when I was trying to tell you, you was like, they might keep him because he's doing good right now. He got the coach of the month. And I said, he ain't fooling nobody. Ain't nobody fooled by that. Nobody. Soon as he won that coach of the month, they blasted him. Well, you not? We don't want you back. I don't care what you win. How about that?
I can understand that. Because I realize and recognize as a fan base, we're getting tired of this, and we're basketball. Yes, you can have a player that's dominant. You can. It's like any other sport. There's a player that can be dominant, but it's more of a team. It's more of a team effort than we give it credit for. It's more about what that team do, because you have an offensive side and a defensive side, and one player is expected to handle his business on both sides. It's not like football where an offense comes in and then the offense leaves the field and the defense comes in. It's not like hockey. It's not like hockey where they have shifts on the fly. You know, where you might have another forward come in, or forward leaves the full floor.
Mm-hmm.
So within the NBA, you get breaks together. We get breaks together. We are a whole unit expected to handle all phases, both offense and defense. A turnover, boom, we on offense. A turnover, boom, now we on defense. You know, and that's what separates basketball from every other sport. Because even in football, when it's a turnover, the offense leaves the field and the opposing defense leaves the field. They switch sides. So, I mean, you know, bottom line, we need a better coach. We need a better coach. That's all it is to it. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. And when we come back, NFL, baby, time to talk these schedule releases, man. That's right.
Yeah.
You be my power winner. Yeah.
girl. Summertime, D.C., swimming. Huh?
He was partying.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Summertime, D.C., what? Ice cream truck, rec center, swimming pool, girl, man. Look at here. You say what?
Can't tell you nothing.
What? You don't know it. You don't know it. Debo texts in and say, Cassius Winston's going to shine somewhere else, man. See, that's the stuff that be making me depressed, man. But NFL. We're going to talk NFL right there. We're going to talk NFL right there. I'm just discouraged right now, man.
Yeah, because you want to go back and forth with them real fast.
You know I do. You know I really, 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 really do. You know, in a way where
don't
I could talk to my man, not to all of Kale's Corner's followers and listeners. You know what I mean? But anyway, NFL, man. Treese, I'm going to let you go ahead and take the mantle first. I meant to call you earlier today, girl, but I was going a million miles a minute, and I ain't really had a chance to get in touch with you and talk to you like I want to. I'm sorry, Treese. I got to say, hey, Damon. Hey, man, keep all that Bama talk to yourself, man. Keep all that Bama talk to yourself, man. I don't want to hear Cassius Winston. You know what I'm saying?
He's pulling you in.
Yeah, he pulling me in. He invited me right on, and I'm a sucker for it. But I ain't going to, you know. Okay. Yeah. That Bama. Looking at, judging by the Washington football schedule, I really don't see us doing big. You know what I mean? I mean, the Chargers is a maybe. I think we're going to beat the Giants. The Bills is a maybe. The Falcons are maybe. I think we're going to beat the Saints. The Chiefs are maybe. Green Bay, depending on what go on with Aaron Rodgers, it's a maybe. The Broncos, I think we're going to beat them. The Buccaneers is a maybe. The Panthers, we're going to beat them. Debo, yeah, your Seahawks come to my house. Yeah, you know I mean. Look, he told him, keep Seattle name out your mouth. This is I'm going to him. You know what? He's a Bama, y'all. He's a straight Bama. Yeah. Oh, we always.
I mean, y'all always play them, I know, but I'm just looking at the schedule. Like back-to-back from after Seahawks. But y'all play Dallas, Philly, and then Dallas, then Philly. So it's like back.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, man. After week 13, we don't have nothing but divisional games.
Yeah.
Like you say, we got the Eagles, December 19th, December 26th. We got the Cowboys. We got the Eagles again, January the 2nd. And we got the Giants on January the 9th. I'm sorry, I left the Cowboys out on December the 12th. So, yeah.
Woo! Y'all got a tough schedule.
Thanksgiving is November the what?
Let's see this year.
The
29th.
30th, right?
No, it's going to be the part of the 29th. Let me see.
Oh, okay. So we have the Seahawks.
My daughter's birthday. Oh, my God.
So we got the Seahawks on November the 29th.
Yeah.
Eat early, Diamond. eat early, Bama. That's all I got to say about it. I don't want to hear how Washington ruined your meal and all that. Eat early, man. Eat early because and listen. Let me tell y'all one thing about this Washington football team, man. I got to see what he said. This is not your father's Washington football team. You hear me? He said, don't blame it on his son.
Actually, it's November 25th, so I don't think y'all played on Thanksgiving.
I'm looking at it right here. It say November 29th at 8:15.
Thanksgiving, thought it was going to be on the 25th. Because November 29th is on a Thursday, too.
It's a Thursday. Right?
Yeah, it is a Thursday, but they said Thanksgiving is on the 25th. I thought.
Nah, man. Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November.
How do you know?
But what did you say?
If it's the last Thursday in November, then it's November 25th, like I said.
Well, why are they telling me the 29th, then?
That's my daughter's birthday.
I'm looking at the date, Treece. It say November 29th, 8:15 p.m. Seattle Seahawks at the Washington football team.
Yeah, but that's a Monday night game.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a Monday night game.
Okay. All right, well, that's my schedule. What say you referring to San Francisco?
Well, let me pull it right on up and let me show you what's going on, because we definitely are. Our first game is Detroit, Philly, Green Bay, done. Seahawks, done. Arizona, done. By week, by six. Indianapolis Colts, we're going to beat them up too. Chicago Bears, I don't know. If they play Justin Fields, we might have that might be a game. But if not, we're going to beat them too. Then we're going to beat Arizona again. We might not lose no games looking at this guess.
But y'all ain't going to be in the league next year or something? Y'all ain't going to play? y'all get y'all butt so up.
Who was that?
What's 57? Up,
Chris?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Only person probably got
to see. I'm going to say what I normally say every year about this time.
Oh,
Pittsburgh
no.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Debo said you need to be careful, Treece.
I was careful last year.
Uh-oh.
I was careful last year. I'm going
on. Oh, man.
Taking the gloves off.
Uh-oh.
Who's going to be your quarterback?
Garoppolo going to start us out. And if any funny things going on, then we got some backup this time. We got some real backup.
You mean when the funny things start going on?
I try not to put bad vibes out there on people. So that's why I say if.
It's not bad vibes. It is what it is.
No, if you put that out in a world like that, then it happens for real. I'm a firm believer of that. So I try not to do that.
I mean, I feel what you're saying, but you also have to give an account for what you have seen. They call it a track record. I hear you, but... Garoppolo brought them bag of bones, not good bones, with him to from New England all the way down to San Francisco.
He sat on the bench too long. That's what I said. I said he sat on the bench behind Tom too long.
Man, please, girl. So go ahead, run down. Well, you know what? 57 is here. 57. Run down y'all's schedule.
The only people
I haven't looked at it, man. I haven't looked.
You haven't looked.
No, no.
Why
I haven't
you ain't looked
at it, man? It's been a busy day for me today. It's been a busy day for me today. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Okay, well,
I heard them pick y'all to win your division again this year. When I was talking watching TV, and I thought, man, these guys drinking something in their coffee.
No,
Dallas gonna win.
No, they're remembering last year. They're remembering Chase Young from last year. You know, NFL Network was just showing when we played San Francisco, and Chase Young with the scoop and score. You know, they have fond memories of a great young player in their mind. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Who's going to score in the offense? Who's going to score in the offense?
Who? What? McLaurin? McLaurin?
Uh-huh.
Hey, let me ask you. You know what? Funny you should ask that question, because I have to ask you a question. Who scored for us when we whooped y'all?
Ooh. Hey, Kel, we please stop lifting the past. But come on, bro. That season is over with, Kel. That season is over.
Well, we have the same player.
Hey, Kel.
We don't have.
I got Pittsburgh schedule up. Want me to let you know what it is?
Yeah, would you please tell me Pittsburgh schedule? Since the man who represents Pittsburgh is running, you go ahead and bring it on out.
Okay, first week they play Buffalo, then they play Las Vegas, and then they play Cincinnati, Green Bay, Denver, Seattle, then they got a bye week, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, the Chargers, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Minnesota, Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Baltimore.
Mm.
Whew.
Oh,
y'all got a schedule for yourself, buddy.
I'm telling you. You know, if we come out of that bad boy healthy and intact, we going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, I'm mad at you.
Yeah, y'all ain't really playing nobody. That's true.
What you mean you ain't playing nobody? Yeah, you just said it was a hell of a schedule.
No,
then
I said, what you think y'all not playing nobody? Why you think you're going to the Super Bowl?
If we can come out of that schedule right there healthy and intact, I think we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, y'all ain't going to come out healthy and intact.
But
off real fast.
It's so funny how a representative from another team can be talking Super Bowl already, but if a Washington representative says something about the Super Bowl, it's, y'all always talking about y'all going to the Super Bowl.
That's because I step out on faith. I step out on faith,
wow.
Man. I step out
now,
on faith. When I put my foot forward,
Who is you, Creflo Dollar?
That's 56 talking. That's 56 talking.
Who is he?
That's right.
He sound like Creflo Dollar.
Hey. If you want to give up an offering, that's fine. I'll take it.
I ain't giving up no daggone offering. your name, Dollar. What I look like giving you one?
Right, Dollar, bro.
And Tree know, because she done heard it every year since we've been knowing each other.
Yes.
I always say, I don't care what my team is, when I start off, we going to Super Bowl, World Series, that's the way I start off. Put that in my mind.
You should
start off. You know,
as you should.
What happens in between? You know, I just have to make up some excuses.
I hear you. Let's go to my man Kirby. Kirby.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing? How's everybody?
Hey,
what's
Kirby.
Happening? Ain't
hey,
nothing shaking but the leaves on the tree.
I know
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, this is a cool show. This is cool as Bobby Blue Band.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
And
come on, Kirby. I know you good.
My sister from another mistress, Catrice, she's as cool as a fan, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then,
yes,
you know, we got some Redskin fans on here that know their football. We got Pittsburgh Steelers fan and loyal to, the, you know, the Steelers and the terrible towel and all that stuff. And we got a Cowboy fan that's married to a 49er fan. And, you know, so there's always trouble
got
in back there. We got them sea chickens. Uh-huh. Yep.
And, not sea chickens.
But anyway, people crying about the schedule. The way I see it, if we can't beat that team, we don't deserve to be there, okay?
That's right.
What I like is that we play Kansas City for Bay in our house.
Mm.
So, you know, it is a pain in the butt to go to Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, their win-loss, you know, their winning percent at Arrowhead, you know, something else. It's one of the oldest, loudest stadiums, you know, and that stuff. But, And I like where the bye is. What I don't like is that, you know, the extra games that they give us, they tied us up with Buffalo, you know. And we have to play five division playoff teams, you know, which is kind of – and then we got to go to Dallas the day after Christmas instead of Dallas coming here the day after Christmas. Why can't Dallas come here the day after Christmas? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, get a little something there from Jerry Jones or something. I don't know. You know, he got his spoon up Goodell's bad side or something. I don't know. You know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I hear a lot of people say that, and we have to take into consideration. Goodell doesn't write the schedule. Goodell doesn't say who's playing who and when they're playing or anything of that nature. The only thing Goodell does is come and eat some nachos or a hot dog and watch the game. That's it. That's it. So we can find a lot to blame Goodell for, but the actual schedule, we can't blame them for that one. They are schedule makers in place who deal
okay,
with all of that.
Now there's a three preseason games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the guys that are right on the borderline, you know, have one last chance to show their game, you know. So good. I like
actually,
that, you know.
Actually, Kirby, I think now because they've shortened the number of preseason games, I think that the difference from previous seasons is going to be the main players, we're not going to see them. If we do, it'll probably be one quarter of the first game, just so they can, you know, shake the dust off. But it's mainly going to be new players. It's mainly going to be new players that we see. The guys who are on the bubble.
Yeah.
The guys who may or may not make the team. I think that's who we'll see most in preseason. Yeah. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. That gives those young guys an opportunity.
You know what, Kel, I'm watching the NFL Network, and the guys on there, the ones that know it all, they've been wrong the last 25 years about Dallas, but they're still picking Dallas. They're still picking Dallas to win the NFC East. Now, there's two women analysts that are on there now, and both of them picked Washington because of our front seven. So
I saw that as well, and you know what I said, Kirby, to myself. Sooner or later, that wanting Dallas and Dallas not showing up, or Dallas, sooner or later, people are going to look like idiots for picking Dallas at the beginning of every season, and there's always something that goes on. Stephen A. Smith describes it perfect. You know, when he says the other shoe falls on Dallas all the time. There's always something every season, and we could think about this. Think about it. There's always something every season that stops the Cowboys. There's something every season that messes them up, and the delirious Cowboy fan and prognosticators and analysts forever, they always go back and pick them. They
just
always
they
pick
fans.
Them.
They're fans. They're at that moment that they're picking them, Kale, they're fans.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being analysts. They're being a fan.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Well, the beautiful truth is that Dallas has one hell of an offense if Dak has 4 seconds. But he going to get 4 seconds against our defense. He going to get like 2, you know.
Every year, they're going to be all over him. We got to worry who's going to be the worst team. You know, who's going to end up with the best record. Hey, they don't go out and really beat nobody. They just go out and say, well, hey, man, if we can win our division with 6-11 record this year, we'll be fine. I can't believe this. Redskins, go out there and win your division one year. Don't be the team that just stumbled up and won. Go out and win your division. Take it.
We did win our division last year, man. Were you watching?
Yes, sir.
Were you watching football or you're watching American football, right?
Instead of 7-9, what he's talking about is dominate. Go out there and dominate and win. Yeah,
about, baby? That's what I'm talking
dominate.
About.
Excuse me. Your team dominated for 11 weeks. What did it get you?
Hey. There you go, living in the past again. There you go.
I mean, you're speaking of the past yourself.
They ran into our front seven. That's what happened. They ran into the Redskins front seven that stopped them on the goal line 4 times.
Dominate. Is
that
dominating enough
Dallas.
For you?
We got to dominate on offense.
That's right. Say it again, Kirby. Say it again.
Because dominate.
What side do you want, Kirby? Wait a minute.
Dominate.
That's right. Again, Kirby.
Kirby loves domination. Kirby loves domination. He don't call offensive linemen. He calls them slobber knockers.
That's
Kirby. He calls them road graders.
But But, you know, like I'm 74 years old, I'm ready for the nursing home, but I'm going to be known as the terror of the nursing home. You know, I'm going to have the sexiest depends. They going to nickname me the penetrate.
Oh my goodness.
Dominate. I'm going to dominate the nursing home.
Tell them, Kirby. 563-999-3782. You got to mute them, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kirby, this song is for you. Old Dirty.
Old Baby.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Your pussy on Instagram. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take
what?
Care
oh
of you, cause you said you got my baby and I.
Oh my goodness! Forgive me.
Whoa.
Yeah. Old dirty Kirby came. Hey. Mm.
I thought you just played just a version.
Yeah, I mean for that one too.
We
didn't mean to offend nobody. We'll just play this one.
Forgive me,
everyone. I did not.
Johnny Mathis or somebody. You're supposed to play Johnny Mathis or somebody after that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you just picked up the airwaves today.
Woo. Okay.
Kale's Corner. Be excited.
Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen, dog. Trees, come on, run your schedule down for San Francisco, sis.
All right. We are playing the deep.
You what?
Wait a minute. We're playing the Detroit Lions for our first game. It's the Detroit Lions. And then we're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a win. Green Bay Packers.
That's a
We always beat them.
It depends if Aaron is there.
We always beat them. We beat them. Look it up. We beat them all the time.
I'm hearing that, too. Aaron Rodgers might come with us. But go ahead.
Yeah, I did hear that, too. I heard that, too. But I didn't want to put it out there because it ain't. Nothing yet.
Because you don't want it to be.
Man.
Aaron Rodgers coming, y'all going to be dangerous.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
And then after we play them, Aaron Rodgers, and then we play Russell Wilson, the Seahawks.
Lost.
And then
Lost?
Didn't we say
that? That might be a loss.
Lost?
Cardinals, I don't know. They might get the Cardinals. They might get the Cardinals.
They got two losses in a row.
Boy, bye.
Lost.
Good.
Indianapolis Colts.
Colts, y'all win that one. Y'all win
right.
that one.
Chicago Bears.
Colts got a good team this year.
Yeah, but they're going to be sorry for us. Hopefully.
Okay. All right.
I said hopefully. Sorry enough, we can beat them. And then we're going to beat them Chicago Bears up. And so the
Field.
And then we play Arizona Cardinals. And then we play the Rams. We're going to get the Rams.
Well, I don't know. The Rams are a different team now, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard one, but we gonna have to stand up. You know, I do 10 toes down. That's man up. Then we
no
play
doubt.
The Jaguars.
They just getting
acclimated, so yeah, we gonna bust them up. Then we play Minnesota Vikings, which I think
win.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win.
Seattle Seahawks again,
Law.
Of course.
Okay. Well. Y'all not going to lose
twice.
We're
going to win one of them.
Seattle. I was
about to say,
yeah,
we got to win one of them.
Yeah.
I
think if Chicago is healthy when they play, when y'all play Chicago, I think if they're healthy, that's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially since they got that other, that defensive lineman that they got. I think it was, is it cornerback? That Chicago got that they just drafted?
No, they drafted
sure.
a quarterback.
They
drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, but they got another pick, too. They had another pick, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I know they shored up their defense. They put somebody else on their defense, either through a trade or the draft.
Hey,
I can't remember who it is.
Hey, Biscuit. I mean,
yeah.
I ain't mean to call you. They don't know you by that. 57.
Yo.
Look, you talking about this Chicago, this, that, and the man, my whole mom dog is going to be dogs. Do you hear me? We so bitter right now from last year, everybody getting hurt. We coming out, man, on fire. So,
hey, well, look.
Miss me with all of that. You better hope your team, right? You better hope and pray your team come out with passion and aggression, like my team gonna come out, cause we're not playing.
Yeah, you know
this we're not playing
you know
with nobody.
Hold on.
But let me finish this before we even go into that.
Okay.
Let me finish saying my schedule. Then we play the Bengals.
That's a win.
Then we play, right? Then we play the Falcons, and then we play.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Falcons gonna be they kind of funny because Matt Ryan sitting down there, and a whole lot of people still came back. So they pretty good, and they I don't know. I don't know about them.
Well,
but then we play Tennessee Titans.
They got offensive weapons.
Yes. You're talking about the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's next?
Titans. And then the Texans. So,
yeah. Y'all should be able to get both of them. Y'all should be
That's
able to get both
too.
Of them.
And then the last game is going to be with the Rams.
And
yeah.
that's up in
their house. And that's,
see,
and that's
your
a,
division.
That's a away game.
Your divisional matchup, they those are the 50-50 games.
Mm-hmm.
And even for Washington, with us having the most dominant defense in our division, it's still a 50-50 game because these teams know us. They play us all the time. We play us all the time. Now, again, if these rumors turn out to be true and Aaron Rodgers makes his way to Washington, all bets are off. All bets are off as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, you. We're going to see a different team. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
You're going to see a different team because you got a different player on it. That's about it.
Well, what else? What else it need to be, 57?
I'm sorry, man. It ain't like you going to the Super Bowl or even going to the first, second round of the playoffs.
Book it, baby. If Aaron Rodgers come to the Washington football team, we are Super Bowl bound. Book it.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Come on, Kel.
Great. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Number one, a veteran quarterback. Number one, you got a veteran quarterback who is aching to prove the former staff that he's leaving in Green Bay behind that he was right. Number two, you got a guy that has faced almost every situation that the NFL could throw at a quarterback. Then Terry McLaurin. Then you got Josh Gibson. You know, you got guys that can make plays, will make plays. The only thing that kept them from it is the fact that you didn't have a surefire quarterback. Now, I'm not belittling my man Heineke because I liked everything he brought to the table. But if somebody tell me I can have a gold crop instead of Timberland, I'm going with the gold Crocs, man. All day, every day. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, Give me Aaron Rodgers and watch what this team does. For real. Watch how this team
Does anybody else out there in Kel's corner land believe this?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Somebody
listen. I always stand by myself, bro.
We ain't worried about nobody else. Why you don't believe it?
And nobody else in Kel's corner believe that we had a number one defense in our division either. The number three defense in the league. No one saw that coming either. But
well,
I digress. Go ahead, 57.
Y'all deserve that one right there. Y'all built a good defense. You could see the defense coming along. You could see the defense coming along. But your offense, what did you change?
57. Goodness gracious, man. How can you doubt the team that beat the stank off you, man?
Oh, look, man.
How?
Come on, Kel. Let go of that black and gold, man. Let it go. Okay, you beat us.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Let it go, man. What did you do after you beat us?
We handled ours.
Okay.
We won more than we lost.
Oh, okay.
We did.
Okay. You came up to the mountain and you exerted so much energy to beat us that you didn't have nothing left and you went back downhill.
It be like that sometimes, man. You know? You gotta put so much fight out there, you know. Hey, you know.
That's the last game in the world that I wanted to see, like, go that way.
Yeah,
I didn't care
if
we had lost anybody. Not the Washington football team.
Yes, sir. And you better put some respect on our name, man.
I'd like to see y'all getting double-digit wins one year. Maybe I could.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since y'all won something other than 9 games.
Well, I like to see y'all get past double-digit wins.
Hey, look, our stuff hangs up in the rafters. Our six Super Bowl hangs up there in the rafters. You know,
our rafters ain't empty, bro.
One legitimate Super Bowl and two whatchamacallit.
To think when we went out of Super Bowls, the bubble wasn't even around.
The bubble
wasn't even around when we went out of Super Bowls.
You might as well say it was Jack Kent Cook created his own bubble, and they won the first Super Bowl during the strike season. Because he knew the strike was coming, probably had something to do with it.
Don't be mad at my owner because he was the innovator. Don't even do that.
Right. You're like, come, let's just have a strike. We might win a Super Bowl. Oh, we
just
did
might.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Now we can say
all I can say is I know why your team was one of the teams that was screaming, no strike. Y'all wasn't prepared. Y'all wasn't prepared. But that's cool. That's cool. You know.
We kind of like winning our Super Bowls during a regular, you know, the regular season when it's a legitimate season.
That'll work.
You know, everybody out there playing. We kind of like winning our Super Bowls like
that. And because that's never the case, everybody suffers an injury at one particular point in time. With COVID coming out being the beast that it was, you know, I'm cool with that, knowing that things aren't going to be in that adequate, perfect position that you just described so your team can win.
Well, you know, when you're used to failure, you accept failure. You know, if 9-6 or 9-7 or 7-9 will win your division and get you to the playoffs, you happy with that. You cool with that. You know, if you got to stumble and somebody else got to win or some team got to play foolishly so you can get into the playoffs because they don't want to see somebody else in it, then you deserve that. Go ahead and take that. If you can live with that, take that. You know? And when you haven't won in a long time, I guess you can live with a whole lot of stuff.
You guess?
Go ahead, 57.
Yeah, you guess 57. I'm just glad you're here, bro.
How long you been wanting to say that, 57?
Uh-huh.
How long you been wanting to say that?
You ain't know he got that written down and ready to go.
The first second phone call. Thursday I wanted to say it, but I couldn't.
Oh.
Poor baby.
Yep.
Right.
But that's why you got it off your chest now. You're in a good place. Y'all hear that, Kale's Corner? He's in a good place now. You know?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I might not even say nothing again about your 11-0 debacle.
Oh, that's right.
I think y'all going to be stuck right there until y'all play again.
Probably.
Y'all going to be
probably
stuck right there until y'all play again.
And I hope it next year, the end of this season, with Aaron Rodgers at the helm for Washington, and your boy, you know what, 57, I've been meaning to ask you this. Did you guys draft a quarterback? Because, I mean, the draft, I don't know why, it just seemed to be a little boring to me this year, so I didn't give it the full attention that I normally do. Did you guys draft a quarterback or someone to
They got Haskins, boy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Ah, I get it. That's right. That's right.
No, man, we didn't go for that. You know, unless they drafted her after number 40, because that's when I stopped watching the draft.
Yeah, there's no need to be bamboozled twice. You know.
Yeah, you know. Hey, look, but Haskins turns out to be a good quarterback.
Oh wow!
I don't hear nothing.
Oh wow! Every time you say his name, 57. Every time you say his name, your eyes, fingers, legs, and toes have to be crossed. Especially if you say that he's gonna do something good for you. Everything has to be crossed.
Y'all ran him out of town, man. Y'all just ran him out of town, just like y'all do most of your
quarterbacks. No, he ran himself out of town, dog.
Y'all gonna use him as a tight end.
Huh?
Y'all gonna try to figure everybody out and put him out there like a tight end, like Tim Tebow.
I hope not. I hope not. He ain't got the mentality to be a tight end.
Oh, wow.
Did you just say this
man does not have the mentality to be a tight end, y'all?
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear that. I'm going to act like I ain't even hear that, man. You know, I'm going to act like I ain't. Because that's the first time I've ever heard a black quarterback mentioned and saying that he couldn't play the role of you might as well say, a receiver. Because that's all a tight end is.
It ain't got nothing to do with his color. It ain't got nothing to do with that at all.
Normally it goes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
To be a tight end, you got to be able to take a beating on the line, off the line, while you running your pattern. Then when you catch the ball, especially going across the middle, then when you catch the ball, you might get the stuffing knocked out of you. Your mental state got to be at a point where, okay, let's get back up and do this again. And you can't worry about that here. You got to be able to go. You got to be able to play that same scenario over and over again until you get to the touchdown. And I just don't think Haskins has that mental capability. That's all I'm saying.
Nah.
He can see the quarterback
I've just never heard. I've always heard people say yay when it comes to the African American and a receiver's position. I've never heard anyone say, nah, he can't. Nah, that's not what we gonna do. You know, I've never heard that. So I don't know. Maybe this will be a NFL of news. You know what I mean? They got Tebow saying that he wants to play tight end, and you know, maybe this will be an NFL of new things. You know,
They signed him.
Tebow's mentality is different, but and what I mean by different like that. Tebow he's never been a great quarterback to me. He's always been a run the ball down.
A what? He's a winner.
He's a winner. I'm not saying he's not a winner. I would have kept him on my team if I was a coach.
Well,
because I do think he's a winner.
What position did he win at?
Huh?
What position was he playing and won at? What position did he found success
at? He was playing
okay, quarterback. Okay, so why would you
he's
say he's not a great quarterback? Why
say
would you
he's
say
not a great quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He might be a great college quarterback, but what did he do in the pros, Kev?
He won in the pros, bro.
Where?
I don't even know why they ran him out of
Huh?
Because his religious, his religious standpoint.
He's strong.
That's why
he's
ran him out of there.
I'm not. Yeah. Hey, I'm not gonna argue why they ran him out of there because y'all probably right. But as far as him proving to be a good quarterback in the NFL, whether he got the opportunity or squandered the opportunity, he still didn't get a chance to prove that he was a great quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I argue that point. I beg to differ. Because there were playoff games where he showed up big and regular season games where he showed up big.
That's from going to the Super Bowl. Who's supposed to go to the Super Bowl? And he threw that
yard
on us when he was with
that. Explains it all. That explains it all right there. that explains it all, Trace. See, we have I love talking to 57 because 57 sooner or later he gonna get right around to his truth and his feelings about certain things, players and all of that. Sooner or later he gets around to it. Okay, now I see why Tebow isn't a great quarterback.
Who did he ever play a full season for? A full season in the NFL.
Well, it wasn't on him. It wasn't. And listen, he was taken out of commission without being injured.
Right.
The NFL did not want this. It's somewhat the same situation with Kaepernick. The only difference is they had a reason in the forefront for Kaepernick why they didn't want him there or didn't allow him to play, you know. And with Tebow, there were rumbling all this and that and the other, but they never really settled on the reason as to why Tebow wasn't given the same opportunity as everyone else. Because I believe wholeheartedly, we be looking at Tebow with the same respect and admiration as we look at Brady. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real with you because I saw this young man make plays where there were no plays to be made. I saw this young man get things done when it was him against the world type situation. Okay? And they did not like the fact that he would come off of that field and give all respect to the Lord Jesus, our Savior. That's what it was. That's what it was. And Urban Meyer, you know, bringing him back, you know, I'm kind of vexed with that because half of me says, oh, he just wants the attention. He missed the NFL attention. That's what it is. He went and tried baseball. Not only did he not succeed in baseball, but baseball don't get as much attention as NFL. Nothing, no sport gets as much attention as the NFL.
In baseball, you'll get plenty of attention once you get inside the line. If you just sitting on the bench, you're just sitting on the bench. You get just as much attention as a football player or basketball player if you get inside the line. And Tebow didn't have that type of game for baseball. And I wonder what he think he's going to do playing at tight end, getting hit all the time after he's been out of the league for almost, 10 years now?
6 years. Yeah, six, seven years.
You're not in a football body. I don't care if you work out every day until football season starts. You're still not in a football body.
You say what?
No, in football shape.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what? That was something I thought about on the second day. Dude, you ain't even in football shape. What?
Yep.
Now, that's a spot. Shannon Sharp made this point, and normally you guys know, normally I don't agree with Shannon Sharp because that LeBron mess with him just drives me crazy. But he made a point, and it was a valid point. You're taking away from someone's dream, someone's opportunity. You know, when you were first in the league and they said to you, try tight end, you said no while you were younger. No, I don't want to do that. Now all of a sudden, you're willing to come back and give tight end a try years later? Come on, man. Football is a young man's game, except for if you're playing quarterback.
Yep. You can play as long as... Hey, can I say something real quick? I know Tree had to see it. Who's the baseball player that tried to commit suicide like a year ago and came back to the home run?
Yeah, he played for San Francisco Giants.
He played for
him
because...
No, he played for
him now. Oh, they brought him up that fast?
Yeah.
Because, I know he had lost one. I was watching the highlights today, and I was like, wow, because the story's supposed to be on ESPN sometime this week,
mm-hmm.
I think. You know, but he's that was pretty good. I just wanted to say something about that. I didn't know if anybody else had seen that. When Kale mentioned comeback, mm-hmm. I thought about that right there because he out there with one eye. It's hard enough trying to hit that ball with both your eyes.
With both your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Well, all prayers to that young man, and I hope he finds success on and off the field, you know, to where so it'll never be a situation like that again.
Right.
In his life, and we send a prayer out to anybody dealing with that type of depression and feeling that they don't want to be here. There's always a reason for you to be here, and finding success is just as easy as getting up and looking for it. So, you know, we encourage everybody. Everybody, you know, find what you want, man. Find what you want and make it for you. Make it for
mm-hmm.
you. All right, guys. We have come to the end. Look, what was that Mickey Mouse song? Now it's time to say goodbye to the Kale's Corner family. K-E-L.
K-E-L-K-O-R-N-E-R-S.
There you go.
I made it work.
There you go. Go ahead, Miss Treece. You got something you want to say, babe?
Well, you know what I'm going to say, you guys. We love you more today than we did yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love and hug on all of your family. Give them the love that they want. Give them their flowers now. Remember, Kale's Corner is here Tuesdays and Thursdays between the hours of 5 and 7. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Please tell someone so they can join us next week, Tuesday, on Kale's Corner.
That's what's up. That's what's up. 57, we gonna bring you in this time, man. You got something you want to say?
Hey, we all here right here on Kale's Corner on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can say what you want to say and still be loved after you say it. Let's just come on in.
That's a mouthful, bro. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Let me say this real quick. If you want to get this a vaccine for this virus, by all means get it. And if you don't, by all means don't. One thing about it, individually, we're all going to have to live with our decision, whatever may come, whatever will be. But whatever you decide, stand behind your decision and don't let what someone else says take you off your path. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
G.O.D. made us all the same, but our minds is a private thing. You know what I mean? So, hey, show love, man. Like Tree said, give them their flowers while they living, and we'll check y'all next Tuesday, 5 p.m., baby. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.